comes from the bottom. Tana Rabbana. Hanichnas levaker esachayle, eimer Shabbos himi lizayik urefua kreiva lovay. The reason we're not zayik is because the Shabbos permits it, does not permit to be zayik. Urefua kreiva lovay. Vameir eimer yechayle hi sheterachem. So Rashi says, Pshat, im techabduha, if you'll be mechabed the Shabbos melehitztayer bo, so you'll be zoiche terachmonis. One should not have tzaran, be mitztayer on Shabbos, so that alone will be megan. But then Yehoyada says a very interesting inyan. We find Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalo for Miriam, keil no refon olo. So this tefillah has 5 words and 11 oisiyas. So he was meramez in Yechayle he sheterachem, this tefillah keil no refon olo, he is the hey tevis and the yud aleph oisiyas. Yechayle he sheterachem, that the schus of Shabbos, this tefillah, he was meramez that this tefillah should be ma'ore rachmim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hamokim yerachim olecho vi'al chayle Yisrael. You v'al chayle Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Omer hamokim yerachim olecho b'soich chayle Yisrael. What is the difference b'soich chayle Yisrael? So Rashi says shemitoich shekayle lom ima acherim, since he's included together with ganz klar Yisrael, tfilosai nishmas bischuson shel rabim. When one is being mispalo for chayle Yisrael, so it is a tfile on ganz klar Yisrael, so then the yachid becomes, the tfile on the yachid becomes nishma, because it's not a tfile on the yachid, it is a tfile on ganz klar Yisrael. We find that the Zayir HaKadosh says that all the tefillahs that the Anshei Kneses HaGdolim were mistaken were said the Loshen Rabbim. Because if a tefillah is said on a Klal Yisrael, is zayche that the tefillahs that are being nispalul, if it is a tefillah for Klal Yisrael, it becomes niskabul, the tefillah, and ein bechlal alamashe beprat, so it comes out that that every yochid is the tefillah is nene if he's a chelik of klal Yisrael, and we find that Meira Dike Zayir HaKadosh, the Zayir HaKadosh relates that when Elisha came to the Isha HaShunamis and he asked her after she made an apartment for him and she did so many chasadim. So Elisha offered his services for her, and he asked her, "Davalech ala melech ala sar tzvo," and she said, "Beseich ami anoichi yeshavas." It's a very modern bakoshe. What Elisha asked, "Should I speak to the melech, to the sar tzvo? What shayches did she have to the melech and the sar tzvo?" So the Zayir HaKadosh explains that this the pasuk is speaking about it was Rosh Hashanah. And there was a Yom Adin, and Elisha HaNavi felt very much indebted to the Isha HaShunamis, and he said, "Aspalu l'alecha ala melech, oyel sar tzvo." Sar tzvo was also one of the great malochim, and then a melech is going under the Rebbeinu Shalom, who's a melech HaKodesh, a melech HaMishpot. So he felt indebted to us, so he says, "To repay you, in Rosh Hashanah, Spalal alecha el hamelech." We would think there wouldn't be a greater schus that in the Yom Hadin that you have Elisha HaNavi, which had seems good connection, spalal alecha el hamelech. And she said, "Beseich ami anechi yeshavah." She says, "I don't want to be chosen. I'll have greater schusim as a chelik of Klal Yisrael. Don't mention my name, Bazunder. Beseich ami anechi yeshavah." That's what it says in Rashi. Shemetoich shekoilolon ima acherim. If it is a tefillah, b'soich choila Yisrael, So tfilosa nishmas beschusen shel rabim. That is the greatest chus to become a chelik of klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, let us see Tosfos, hamokim yirachim olecha v'al chayla Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael b'soich chayla Yisrael. Koshel Rabbeinu tam. Mamoy eles tfile l'Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda. Say Rab Meir says, there was a tfile from Rab Meir, yechayla hishe terachim, and Rab Yehuda, hamokim yirachim olecha. How does tfile help? The Koma Bepeikama de Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah as follows. Hakel nidoinim b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shelohem nechtam b'yayim ha-kippurim divrei Rav Meir. The gzar din of everyone is Yom Kippur. Rab Yehuda oime, hakel nidoinim b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shel kol echot ve'echot nechtam b'zmanoi. The Gzardin, the Pesach, Alatvue, the Odom, Biyemakipurim. So Al Kaponim it comes out, Sai according to Rab Meir, and Sai according to Rab Yehuda, Al Kaponim by the Gzardin on a person, it's the way we say in Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivun, Biyem Sem Kippur Yechoseimu. The Gzardin is Nechtam Biyemakipurim. Rab Yosi Yomer, Odom Nidain B'chol Yom. Odom Nidain B'chol Yom. V'omar Hosom, Omar Rab Yosi, Keman Matzlinen Ha'idno Akziri V'amri, that's what we mispalo for Cholim, according to what we mispalo, Ke Rab Yosi, according to Rab Yosi, that there's a din each day passed to be mispalo. Mashme, de la Rab Meir, la Rab Yehuda, lay mahani tzloise, according to Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, tefillah will not help, because after a gzar din, tefillah will not help. So memele, so what is pshat? So it's finished already. There's a gzar din. So what is pshat? Rab Yehuda says, amoki mirachim olecho, or Rab Meir says, yechoy lehi shaterachim. It's after the gzar din. Yeshleima, so Taisus answers, the hoche b'shabes shebein Rosh Hashanah ubein Yom HaKippurim Ayri. He says, this Gemara is speaking about Shabbos Shuvah. And this Shabbos is before the Gzardin. So, and this Shabbos, so Memele, they said these bakoshes. The other times, you're mevake chayla, there's nothing but to say. It's finished. It's the Gzardin. Well, that's one teretz of Taisa. So, lefimai de mishani hoso mi boi yisayme kid Rab Yitzchok, tamar Rab Yitzchok yofet so oke le odom ben koidem gzardin, ben laache gzardin, ose hochi shap, according to Rab Yitzchok, that after the gzardin helped the hoiche tfile, so me meile, so it's not shver al gemore. Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah, Dafte Zayin, says two other terutzim on this kasha. Taisva says as follows, that Taisva asked, how can one be mispalel after Agzardin? So Taisva answers, the Mosai Yechle Nigzar. The Gzardin is when a person should become sick. Mosai Yisrape Loi Nigzar. But when the Refuah should come, there's no Gzardin on this. That's what Taisva says. Rabbi Yankiv Emden in Rosh Hashanah asks Akashe from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Bisho, and Dafnun Hei Amad Aleph, Bisho Shemishagrim Yisurim Al Ha'odom, Mashbiyin Oison Sheloi Telchu Elo B'yoyim Ployni. So the Gemara says, when Yisurim are sent, they're sent with a time limit. So it seems that Yisurim are sent with a time limit. So what is Pshat and Toisvis? Mosa Yechla Nigza, Mosa Yisrape Iloi Nigza. So Bianchi Emden explains Toisvis as follows. That even though Yisurim are sent with a time limit, Mashbiyin Oisa Shleitelchu Elo Biyoim Ployni, but there's no gzeire shelo yisrape koidim ze al yedei bakoshas rachmim Aidei bakoshes rachmim. The tvile vadai mahani lakdumi refue. Uboloi tvile vadai nigzerat mosa yi yumei meshech hachoyli vayisurim. So Bianca Bemden answers as follows. When there's a gzar din on yisurim, there's a gzar din on how long the yisurim will have to take. But that is this gzar din. There's a clause in the Gzardin. That is without tefillah. Without tefillah, with all the hishtadlus whatsoever, that's the Gzardin. But there's a clause that tefillah, that tefillah can be magdim the Yeshua. That's the clause in every Gzardin of Yisurim and Chayli. So Mamelis, or Taisvis, so that's one of the Terutzim of Taisvis and Rosh Hashanah. So therefore there's a mokim to be mispalo. And that there never was a Gzardin. Then Taisvus and Rosh Hashanah says another Mechudish to Keteretz, the Tfile de Rabim Shani, the Gzardinom Nikra. If a Rabim is Mispalo, a Rabim is Bekoyach to Bekoyreya a Gzardin. The Kivin da have a Matzle Bahadei al Kol HaChoylim, Domye le Tfile de Rabim. So Taisvus says, Amoim de Kechidish, that being mispalel on a rabbim has a halacha that is equivalent to a tfilis rabbim that helps even after a gzar din. Look the Gemara weiter. Shavne ish Yerushalayim. He was a ish choshub. Rashi says ish Yerushalayim odom godul hoyob Yerushalayim ushmoy Shavne. So now the Gemara will relate his oifen of Bikur Cholim. Shavne ish Yerushalayim. B'knisosai oimer sholem. That was the knise. B'tziyosai oimer Shabbos him elizoik u'refue kroiva lovoi v'rachmov merubim v'shabosai b'sholem. So Rashi says, Rachmov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu merubim Shabbosai b'shalom. Nuchu b'shabbatchem l'shalom. A bracha that you should be noch b'shalom in Shabbos. Let us see Tosfos. Shavno ish Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Tam loigorish Shavne. So Rabbeinu Tam was meichik the word Shavne. The Shavne roshahave. We find the Nach, Shavne was in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and Shavne was a Roshe. V'loy maskinen b'shmei. So one should not give a name on someone who the name is mefursim for another Roshe. The shem rishoyim yirko, k'do oma b'perik oma lema mamune. So memeila, how could this person, which was later, be called Shavne? Why would they give him such a name? Elegora Shachne. So Shachne Avov and Achof is Nischalev. Vavinami Shem Odom Kida Omar Besoite Elo Shachne Vehilo Kishachne Vehilo Venira Leri De Shapir Gorash Shachne. No, it could want to make a grace. It could be Shachne. The Otu Im Echod Rosho Ushmoy Avrom Loinikre b'shem ze acher. So the name becomes upkepasselt already. I mean, there are tzaddikim that also had the name Shavne. Va'ashkechon samemele. So the Sfas Emes explains that the reheld, that means if there is, the shame is a shame fulsome for a roshe, and there are no tzaddikim that had the shame. So then, Taka, even though it could be the what tzaddikim that had the shame, but since it's not mefusim the shame as a shame of a tzaddik, it's only mefusim as a shame of a roshe, then there's a din le'maskinen bishmei. But if there are tzaddikim which also had this name, so memele, so then the name doesn't become obkepasled to that a roshe had this name. Va'ashkechon, so therefore, Taisus wants to say, detrei shavna have. Take, there was a Roshi that was Mefulsim Shavne, but in that same Tkufa, there was a Tzaddik that was Mefulsim B'Shem Shavne. So therefore, the name does not become Obkepasel, And one is permitted to call a child with that name. Va'ashkechon t'trei shavna havi, k'moy shemechiyech b'shaye. T'chsiv, shavna asher al habayis, and this shavna was the roshe, v'karosi la'avdi le'elyokim, memshaltocha etein b'yodoy, that's the memshola of shavna, Chsiv Bosarochi Bayovoy Elov Eliyokim Asher al Habayis. That means he took over the Memshola of Shavne, the Shavna Hasoifer. Mashma the Shavna Asher al Habayis Kvar Meis Vohoya Eliyokim Bimkoimo. And now there was a Bishavna Hasoifer Hoya Acher. So we see in the Tkufa of Shavne, the Roshe, there was also a Shavna HaSeifer, so he was just as mefulsome as Shavna HaRoshe. So therefore, you don't have to be Mishana de Girse. Zot the Gemara Vait, Keman Ozlo, Ho Da Oma Rabbi Chanine, Mi Sheyesh Loi Choyle B'Soich Beisoi, Tzorich Sheyarvenu B'Soich Choyle Yisrael. He should be mispalo b'soichoy le'Yisrael. Where did Rab Chanina get this from? Keman kerab Yosi. The Chiddush Ha'Ovi wants to say what is the Chiddush of the Gemara. He says, Be'etzem, the Machloikis, Rab Yehudin, Rab Yosi, one could clear a Chakire, what the Machloikis is. Rab Yehudin said that the Tzvila should be Yerachim Olecho va'al choy le'Yisrael. He's mefaretim. And Rabbi Yosi said, Avoki merachim alecha b'seichay l'Yisrael. He's ma'arif him b'seichay l'Yisrael. So it's a tefillah dike machloikis, or could be it's a Shabbos dike machloikis. One could say that be'etzim, this is not a loche in tefillah for a chayli. No, Shabbos, we see there's a chilik between a tefillah for a rabbim and a tefillah for a yochid, so it could be the Shabbos, one is not permitted to be mispalo for a yochid. We see Shabbos umilizek. So memele, the tefillah has to be a tefillah for a rabbin. It has to include a rabbin. But this is only mitam ilche Shabbos. So the shayla is how you make a tefillah srabim. Olecho va'alchoy le'Yisrael or besoychoy le'Yisrael. But could be b'yimei achoyl, then bechlal it's not necessary to be koilu Klal Yisrael in the Tefillah. That's one way you could learn. Or you could learn, no, that this is a din in Hilchas Tefillah L'Chayla. It's not a Shabbos Tekid din. That in the Tefillah for a Chayla, in order that the Tefillah should be Miskabel, he has to be Ma'arevim B'Soy Chayla Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Keman Ozlo Hod Omer Rab Chanine, Keman Kerab Yosi Fakert, Rab Chanine was Machadish, that this is Pshat Rab Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi was telling us Hilchas Tefillah, and therefore that's how one should daven. When one is davening for a chayla, he should be yavenu b'soy chayla Yisrael. V'yama Rabbi Chanine b'kushi hitiru lenachim aveilim ulevaker chaylim b'Shabbos. The etzem anhoger is mutter b'kushi hitiru. Why is it Bekushi Hitiru Mivnei Shemitztayer, that the Menachem and the Mevaker is Mitztayer. Oma Rabbe Bar Barchone, Ki Hava Zlinin Basrei de Rabbi Elozo Lishiyulei Betviche. When I went after Rabbi Elozo to be Mevaker Cholim, Zimnim Oma Hamokim Yivkotcho Lisholim, Vizimne nomar, Rachmone yadkerinoch lishlo. He says, sometimes he said the tvile beloshen akkadish, and sometimes he said the tvile beloshen rab. Gavuche de ben yoyodo says that, Rachmone yadkerincho lishlom is the Rosh Tevis are Rochel, Yaakov, and Leah. And he wanted to be maskir, the schus, and Klal Yisrael came out from Yaakov in the Mois, and the Iker Mois, that's the, so he wanted to be maskir, the schus of Yaakov, Rochel, and Leah. The Rashi Tainus and Amokim Yifkotcha L'Sholayim is, he said that's Hashem, one of the psukim which is Mesugal Paul Refuah. But sometimes it seems he knew what, when to use, which, to, when to be Me'ira, which schus. Al Kaponim, so sometimes he said the Tvila B'Loshin HaKadosh, and sometimes he said the Tvila B'Loshin HaRab. Frekte Gemore, Heiche Ovitochi. How could he say the tefillah b'loshen arami? Va'omar Rav Yehuda la'olam al yishal adam tzrochav b'loshen arami. A person should not be shayel tzrochav b'loshen arami. Va'omar Rav Yochanan kol ha'shayel tzrochav b'loshen arami ein malachei ha'shoris niskokim loy. Shein malachei ha'shoris makirin b'loshen arami. One has to have the services of malachim to bring the tefillah before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And ein malachei yashoris makilim b'loshen arami. So how was Rabbi Elazar able to be mispalo b'loshen arami? So the Gemara answers, shani choyle deshchine imoy. When one is standing in front of a choyle, so then it is not necessary to be dependent on the services of malachim. The shechina is together with the chayle, so the tefillah goes directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So memela, then we don't need malachim, and by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's no difference between arami and loshen hakodesh. The omar rab onon, omar rab, minayin she shechina soyei des hachayle, we'll see in Rashi to Pshotim, Shenemar Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Dvoy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Betzviche Becholle, Zimnin Omalo Beloshin Kodesh, Bezimnin Omalo Beloshin Arami, Poh Lav Leinyin Shabbos Noket, this is in Hilchis Bikur Cholle. So the Gemara answers, the Shechina Imoy, Veina mispalo tzorishi yizdake kuloi malachai yashoris lahachnis filosoi lefnimin ha'palgut. The tefillah goes direct to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Soyeid soymech betashus koicha. He supports the chayla. Even though the chayla doesn't have koichas then, so he supports him. And mishum, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam kavyochal alone is there to support him. Mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov is geiris soyer. What is Sayer? Talgumei shel poiket. That is the Talgum of the word poiket of Zoloshen Zoh, of Zikorin. Kloimer, mevaker, kmei vesachicha tifkoid lisholoim, metalgamin vesachicha tesayel lishlom, lachlishne galsinin, al tikra yisodenu elo yisorenu. Machlif areish for dalid, the Zoloshen of Biko. So Mamela, the Shechina is there. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hanichnas Levaker Esachoyle, Lo Yeshev, Lo Yalgabe Mite, Lo Yalgabe Kisei, Elo Misate, V'yoshev Lefono, V'bneshe Shechina Lamaylo, Mirashoysov Sholchoyle. Shenemar Hashem Yisodenu, Al Eres Dvoy. So we see here at Dinan Hoge that the Oifen HaYeshiva should also not be Lamaila from the Chayle, he should, because the Shechina is Shoyre by the Chayle. Omar Rove, Minayim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zones HaChayle, Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Dvoy. Let us see Rashi. Misatev Me'eimash Shechina, Ka'odom HaYoshev Be'eima, Ve'ein Poinel Itzdodim. Zogt Taisvis, She'ein Malachei Ashores Makirin Beloshen Arami. Levad mi Gabriel. Gabriel is Makir Loshen Arami, ki da Omar Besoite Bereish Eilu Nemorim, da Omar Mar, bo Gabriel velimdoi Shivim Leshoines liYosef. Gabriel taught Yosef Shivim Leshoines, so our Gabriel knows. The linguist, he knows all the Lashonis. But the other Malachim are not bakant b'loshen arami. V'teima, ואפילו מחשבה שבלב כל אדם יודעים, ולא שנרמי אין יודעים. So Taisus blives by Akasha. I really didn't understand Taisus Kasha. And then later I found Baruch Hashem the Mesek Eliezer, which is a Meforish on the Goin, on the Bir Agron, Chaim and Simon Kufalov, he asks the Kasha. L'chayre, the two Shailas over here, the Shailas, which language they understand. So the Gemara says, Ein malachei yeshoris makirin b'loshon arami. They don't understand loshon arami. So Taisus says, machshove shebelev kol adam yoidim. L'chayre, the machshove of a person thinks in a language. He doesn't think with a person speaks in English, he thinks in English also. So the machshove, they understand the chiddush that malachim, they don't have to listen to the words of the person. They can figure out what he's thinking about. But he's also thinking with a loshon. But was hot is the Loshon Arami. Loshon Arami, if a person who thinks in Loshon Arami, if I catch such a person, they want it, just like they don't understand that they're not making the tefillah, they're not making the machshava also. So p'sazen ish plor what tais v'skashes. Lo yeshev al gabi mite v'loy al safsal. Nire de davke k'she Chayle shaychev benomuch. When the chayle is lying lower than the mevaker, shlo yeshev gavoya mimerashoysov shal chayle. Bela yikra lo'er haneir. So the Gemara says that a person should not be koirei le'er haneir. Omar Rabbe, afilu gavoya shtei koimeis, Vafilu shtei mardois, vafilu asora batim zu al gav zu. So Rabbi is telling us a chiddush that the gzeire of lo yikra lo ir haner is shema yate. He might be learning, and unintentionally, if the ner is not meir kahoygen, so he'll be mate the ner, the shem into the psila, that it should light better. So that is dafke, if the ner is, and he can reach the ner. So Rabbi said three cases. The Chiddush Aviv explains, shtei koimis. Shtei koimis means the height of the koimis odom. So there are short people and tall people. So afilu gavoya shtei koimis, you'll have even two short people. Kaponim, that's equivalent to one long person, one tall person. It's also they made a gzeire. Vafilu shtei mardois. Mardois, I think that is the, that was a part of the kli machrishe, and this was a very long object. So vafilu shtei mardois, the height of shtei mardois, which is much taller than shtei koimis, is also awesome. So I would think, perhaps, because one could still reach with a ladder. Vafilu asore batim zu al gav zu. Now here there seems there's a machlokes, the Chiddush Aviv and the Sfas Emes. The Chiddush Aviv wants to say pshat that asore batim zu al gav zu means that they're take 10 rooms, they're 10 stories, and he's in the bottom story, and somehow the light from the top story is shining, he's all the way on the bottom, and he's shining on the bottom. Whatever light he can get, it's not too much light to begin with. So the Chiddush Aviv wants to say that the Chiddush is that even though L'chayre there is a heker over here, he's not L'chayre would be, if he would want to use the light, he could go up to the 10th floor and use the light. In fact, that's what he's down here, that should be a heker. Afal pikein, afilu asore batim, zu al gav zu, is also asa. That's how the Chiddush Aviv wants to say pshat. Even though there's a shtikel heker in the oifen akriya, he's not next, he would have an afshoris to go to the 10th floor and learn there. This bedav cannot go in the afal pikein, it is asa. The Sfas Emes is mitzadet that l'chayre, the whole iser, l'yikra l'oir ha-ner, is dafke if the ner is in the same rishus that he is in. But if the ner is in a different rishus, he's mitzadet that it never was a gzeira of l'yikra l'oir ha-ner. And the revusa v'asora bata means in the height, that even though it's so tall, and he wouldn't even be able to reach it with a ladder, afal pikein, there is a gzeira. Now there's the Mishnah Berurah brings down the machloikis ha-poiskim, what will be the din if the ner will be in a lantern, and the lantern is shut with a mafteach, there's a lock, and he doesn't even have the key, if there'll be an iser or not. So he brings a machlekes apoiskim. Others want to say that there's a loy pluk, that just like it's not mistaver, by asora batim zu al gavzu, he'll be able to be matted in there, afal pikein chazal made a loy pluk. So here also it will be impossible for him to be matter the ner, because the ner is in the lantern and it's locked and he can't get to it. Afal piken, that's a loy pluk. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Vafilu asore batim zu al gavzu. That means even though it's not shayich, al kaponim, there's a loy pluk. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kevager says that is why on all the halachas, the Mishnah said a tam of the halacha, la yetze achayit, shemo yishkach, la yechal azov im azova, im neher gal avere. Here the Mishnah did not say a reason. Because if the Mishnah would say a reason, someone would come on oibachachim and say, yeah, the shemayata, that's only in this case. But what if there's a oifin that it's not shayach atoye? So memele, then it's permitted to be kaira l'yair haner. So fakir, the Mishnah dafke was soisim, the Mishnah said, la yikra l'yair haner, period, whatever oifen it is. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down other poskim hold that could be if a person has a lantern, and the derech is, one never has a lantern that's locked. Why do you have to lock a lantern? So it could be this alone is a heker, of because of the Isser Shabbos. That means if you have a high ner, good, so the ner is high, it's there. But you don't see, it's not nikah, the Isser Shabbos. So memela that chazal asel. But even the ner alone, it could be the skiris on that what the ner is locked. So that alone is a heker, that because of Shabbos you can't get to the ner. That doesn't go into the loy pluk. And in Bir Aloche is metzadet, the person would put a tzetel on the nair, that it's Shabbos, so forget that would be Golgot. There, could be there, the Gzeira does not apply. Al Koponim, so the first Aloche of Rabbe was, that in the nair, it doesn't matter, the matzav of the nair, loipluk, chazal, asel, akriya, loir, haner, and it doesn't matter the matzav of the nair. Now, Rabbi said another halacha. Chad u deloy likri, hotrei shapir domi. One is not permitted to lein loir haner, but two are permitted. Sfas Emes explains that this is not from the diuk of the Mishnah. We could learn v'loy yikra loir haner, that's the mashmois of the Loshna Mishnah. V'lo yikra, doesn't say v'lo yikru, v'lo yikra, he shouldn't be koirei li'or haner. So I could learn, the Mishnah is meduyik, tafka yochid is not permitted. Two are permitted. But the Sfasema says that's not pshat in Rabbi, because in the Mishnah it says also v'lo yifale eskeilov lo'or haner. And the Bach says that by yifale eskeilov afilu trei is also. That what they were matter, Trei, that's only out the mitzvah of kriya, to be kairi b'toire, so they were matter if there's trei. But shaloilat shame mitzvah, afilu trei is also wasa. So if you medayik v'loshna mishneh, lo yefale is also a loshen yochid. So kochor it is not from the diik of the mishneh, the rabbi is telling us this halacha. Chadu deloy likri, Hotrei Shapir Domi. Two are permitted to be koire. So the Gemara asks, Vahasanye loy echod, v'loy shnaye. We learned that two are also not permitted to be koire. The mile of two is because one will be masker the other. So Mamela we learned the loy echod v'loy shnaye. Omar abelozo loy kashe. Kan be'inyin echod, kan b'shnei inyonim. If they are learning in one inyan, so memele, the mekusha one with the other. So one is aware what the other is doing. So each one has a shema. Kan b'shnei inyonim, but what is if they are learning two different inyonim, so memele, so one is no shaykhis with the other. So memele, so then there is no maila of two. Now there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, what is the case of Inyan Echad? The Rama brings down a daya, the Inyan Echad is only permissible when they're both learning from the same Sefer. So they're both learning from the same Sefer, so everyone is, they're both learning the same Inyan, so that's called they're learning together. So then one is aware of the actions of the other. So if he decides to be matad in the ner, he'll chap him at Shabbos. But if they're learning in two different svarim, so the mob brings down a yesha imrim, that it's also because usgeit meron, they're learning binyanecha, but each one is occupied, he has his own sefer, so he's not aware of what his chabrus is doing. The first day, the mechaba of aistois is not mechalik between one sefer and two svarim. So it seems that the lomdus is, the Chayde Shabbos says, since they're learning b'chavrusa, that's pshat. If they're learning b'chavrusa, so they're learning together. It could be even though there are two svarim. But since they're both learning together, b'inyin echod, so one is mashgiach on the other. And b'shnei inyonim, so then one is not aware of the other. The Sfasemis is ma'ira, there is a stiridike diuk between these two memories. Be'inyan echad would seem that they're both learning the same thing. So memele, that is mekasha, both of them. So therefore, one is aware what the other one is doing. What if both of them are not learning together? One is watching the other one learn. But since he's not mekusha to him, so it could be that won't help. From the Sefer Vaistois B'Shnei Inyonim, no, that Gufe, that one, that each one is Isaac in a different Inyon, that's Menatik, that's Oikim, so he's not aware at all what Yenner is doing. But if Echlal is not Isaac in Inyon, he's just sitting together with him, so could be it'll be Mutter. Bachsam the Svasemah says that the second Diyik is the Emeser Diyik. That Davke Shnei Inyonim, then one is not aware of the other. But as long as not Shnei and Yonim, so one can watch the other. Omar Rav Huna, ube medure, that's dafke, if there's a neir. But what if they're learning by a fire, a bonfire, afilu asore b'nei odom osa. Afilu there's asore b'nei odom, it is also osa. Now what is the chaymer of a medure? Let's see what Rashi says. Vafilu gaboya, the leke lemeichesh lahatoye. Then here there's no shasha vatoye. The kiven the gozu, like plug lemilsayu. Even though there's no shasha vatoye in such a case. Hotrei, shapir domi. Shimyove lahatoye, shaskirenu chavere. Bishnei inyonim, Bishtei parshiyos, hoyel v'chol echad ma'ayin la'atzma. Each one is involved in the parsha he's Isaac in. Ein makir b'maisei chaveres. He's not aware of what his chaver is doing. B'medure, meduras eish gedoylo. There's a big bonfire. Also, the hoyel v'yoshvin rochayk zemize. That by a big fire, so they're not close one to the other. So memele, so therefore, one cannot be mashgiach on what the other one is doing. So the Bir Aloche says So if Rashi says that a Medure is that Yoishvin Rochek Zemizeh, so Vayistei said Rashi did not hold like the Rimo. According to the Rimo, the whole heter of Inyan Echad, he was speaking about a Medure. So a Medure, we were saying there's a Chaymer of a Medure, that which does not apply by a Ner. A Ner is Mutter and a Medure is also. So Rashi explains what is the Chaymer of a Medure. Because by a Medure, they're sitting far away one from the other, so he can't be aware of it's a Eish G'dayla, so like this, there's one Ner, so they're sitting next to the other. How big is the Ner? So one is on top of the other. Medure's Eish G'dayla, so there's a big Ner, Kemezayim Bahalvoche, so Memela, one is sitting far away from the other, so he's not aware what the other one is doing. So L'chayre, here it is speaking about Shtei Svarim. They can't be sitting far away with one sefer. So here it's speaking about Shtei Svarim. And the Gemara only says that a Medure is also. So we see that this Lashon of Rashi holds not like the Rama, that Shtei Svarim bin Yenechod is Mutter, but after by a Medure, that one is far away from the other, then it is also. Then Rashi says a second Svarim. V'oi Shezanvo So'udim Smuchim Lahem, it seems that the glowing logs are close one to the other, so it's possible that one should be mechate without the other one being aware. So here it could be that even close one to the other could be one. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. According to the second Mahalach, it could be the both learning in Inyan Echad. Bal koponim ein ze makir beboch haveri lahavir ulachatis. It seems it's a pula kolduhu which cannot be discerned by his chava. Omar Rove im odom choshev hu mutar. So now Rove says, but what if the loimed is an odom choshev? Now what is the maila of an odom choshev? So let's see Rashi. Muta likrois lo'or haner. She'enei rogil lahatois ner b'choil. B'ipnei chshivusai. He doesn't, that's not, it's below his dignity to be mata ner. So memele, so then they weren't geyser. The Bir Halacha explains that, l'chayre, how do we understand these two halachas? Mitzad echad we say afilu gavoya asore botem. Why? I doesn't pass him a yate leipluk. And here, all of a sudden, we see a whole bunch of loopholes. Trei bnei adam, adam choshuv. So he brings from the Taz that in the dover hanesa chazal asel likreis la'ir haner. So oir haner is osur b'chol life, and that's a leipluk. The ner, there's no difference what you'll do with the ner. It'll be a gavoy asor abotim. The ner is always osur. Ma she'en kein on the gavre, they only asked the gzeira lo yikra lo oir haner was only said to chad, to trade is no gzeira, to another mechoshuv there's no gzeira. So the Bir Halacha says for a double poshet, if a gidem will be learning lo'er haner, or a person whose hands are tied will be learning lo'er haner, so since this person is not a bar atoye, so there never was a gzeire. The gzeire was only said to people who are bar atoye. But the ner and the der, there's a loipluk. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, how could you say that an odom choshuv is mutar? We learned the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Lo yikre lo oir haner shemo yatem. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, ani ekra velo yatem. By me, betes nishpas. Pam achas kore, ubikesh lahatois. Omer, then it's kechapt. Omer kam gdoilem divrei chachomim, shahoyu oimrim lo yikre lo oir haner. Radnosen oimer, koro vihita. Kosav al pinkosoi, ani Yishmoel ben Elisha, korisi vihitesi ner b'shabbos. Itake was mate, so he wrote down on his pinkis, that he was hitesi ner b'shabbos, l'chshi yebone beis hamigdosh, ovi chato shmeina. Before we go further, like to say over a geshmake vort from the Ben Yoyodo. Ben Yoyodo asks, the reason he wrote it down on the Pinkus is to remember that he was Mechalo Shabbos. So why did he have to write L'chshiyabone Beis HaMikdash Ovichat HaShmeina? If it has on the Pinkus, so automatically L'chshiyabone Beis HaMikdash Ovichat HaShmeina. So he says there's a machlokes Tu'a Meroim. Chazal darshan Zeis HaToyre La'oyla Kol Ha'oysik B'Toyre Ke'ilu Hikriv Oyla Ke'ilu Hikriv Chatos. That's one of the Amem Ravon Amayre. There's another Amayre that says Zeis HaToyre La'oyla Kol Ha'oysik B'Toyre Lo'itzorich Oyla Lo'itzorich Chatos. Chsam Sofer in the north says could be it's not a machloikis, it's totally the oifen halimut. If a person learns lishma, so then leitzorich loy oilo veloy chatos. So he says, so b'etzim this shaila, that what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, l'chshiyebone beis hamigdash ovi chatos shmeina, is l'chayre p'sashtikul ha-shaila. He says, if you learn pshat ke'ilu hikrevayla, no, it's ke'ilu hikrevayla, but it's ganz fine. Aber l'chshiyebone beis hamigdash is then we can't be mistapik with the ke'ilu, then you have to take a bring a chatos. That's good. But if you learn loy tzorich, loy oilo, loy chatos, then pshat it's take a ptul, al kolponim, bizman hazeh, that we don't have a base amigdosh, he wrote right away, so memela, there shouldn't ever be a shaila of chulun la'azore, that means he was magdim, as soon as he was mechalo shabbos, ovi chatos shmein. So Mamela, so then he wasn't Mustam, if he doesn't want to be Yoitza with the Kriya, so Mamela Mustam is not Yoitza. Lechidish Teitachdo. Al Kolponim. So what is the Kasha on Rove? Rove said that an Odom Choshev is permitted. And Dov Aistachois, is this Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Ani Yekro, Volayat, Fakerte, Kamak Doyle Divir Chachom, Vaisis an Odom Choshev, is also awesome. Could be that was the Sfor of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, but Al Kaponim, we find that Al Kaponim, after the Maise Shehoya, we see Taka that he was wrong. Kama G'dayla Divrei Chachamim. So it's a Kasha and Rode. So the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Hoyil Umeisim Atzmoy Al Divrei Teire Kehedyet. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was, when it came to other things, he was an Odom Choshev. When it came to Divrei Teire, it was in Gansen Mashpul Kvoidei. There was, Hemesim Atzmei al Divrei Teire Kehedit. So the Svasemes brings from the Taz, so what's Pshat? So Legabi Kriye, the Divrei Teire, Lo'ir Haner, he's not an Odom Choshev, because when it comes to Divrei Teire, he forgets about all his COVID, all his Cheshivis, and he's a Hedit. So Mameli is not an Odom Choshev. Svasemes asks, so Bezois Be'emison, so in Yesod Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Hedyet, Legabi Kriya Leiraner. So he says, so he really doesn't understand Pshat Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That means if we'll say not like Rove, so then we can understand Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha held that an Odom Choshev is different. He held Dersvor, Abu Lamaise, he was made that Lefiemis it's not true. So here we are, Shakla Vitaryo. We understand what the Shakla Vitaryo was. But according to Rav, an Odom Choshev Lefiemis is there's no Issa Likreis Bayraner. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is not an Odom Choshev because he may some Atzma Divrei Teire Kehedyet. So he asks, what was the Svar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? Ani Ekra V'loy Atas. What did he mean? Did he mean because ani ekra v'loy ate, so Chazal shouldn't make a gzeira because he was sure that he won't be mate? I mean, what kind of pshat is that? So he's sure of himself. But I mean, Chazal makes gzeiras for Klal Yisrael. So because of him, that's not a reason that they shouldn't make a gzeira on Klal Yisrael. So al kolchoch, they should make a gzeira. He's not the only one involved. So if they're making a gzeira ready, so how could he go? So the gzeira ready was chal, so it's chal on him also. What so he perceived, it's very schwer what the Havamina of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was, according to Rav. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Nosson Oimer Kora Vehita. Hocha, here we see that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Yuzatan and he was Nichshel. Ubemakis Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi Shahorag Eid Zoymim. He killed an Eid Zoymim even though it was Kasher Osa, also Nichshel Geborim. And the Eid Zoymim was not Mechuyev Misa. Ubeisha Rabbi Gabi Hosh and Nikra Sefer Teure Bachamoson. There were two Tanoim that were Choylik, and they were holding a Sefer Teir, and this one slept this way, and this one slept this way, and B'teich the Hislavos, the Sefer Teir was torn. Leiporech uma behemton shal tzadikim ena kodesh boruch hu mevi takol al yodo. The Gemara there doesn't ask, how is it that a behemme, the Chameir of Rav Pinchas ben Yoir, was the Chameir of Rav Pinchas ben Yoir was not nichshel on Achilas Demai, even though Demai is mutter for a Chameir to eat. But the Chameir of Rav Pinchas ben Yoir was malgish that this was Demai and he wouldn't eat it. Abahemton shall Sadiqim and Kadish Bochum maybe Takola al Yodo, Sadiqim Atzmon. The Gemara doesn't ask this kasha. In other cases, the Gemara does ask the kasha. So Taisa says, what are the guidelines? When is there a taina that a tzaddik is deserving as much shmire as behemton shel tzaddikin? When is it that a tzaddik is not deserving for such shmire? Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, leiporich b'shum mokim. There's sheva yipol tzaddik v'kom. Tzaddik anoichat hom yiridis in the filis. Ein tzaddik borot ha she'asa toivol ha'yechto. Ale gabi achilas iso shegnayu letzadik b'yoyser. Achilas iso, that's a gnay letzadik b'yoyser, and that a tzadik has a shmire. That is a taine legora mi behemton shel tzadike. What is the chaymer of achilas iso? So the poshut of pshat is grabe im chudishtike remo Nyredeye, Simen Pei Aleph, Siv Zayin. The Rama says, Aminekes Yisraelis, Sha'icheles Dvorim Asurim, that Yeheva Isha, her profession was she was Aminekes, she used to nurse children, and she ate Dvorim Asurim. How did this come about that she ate Dvorim Asurim? So the Shach and Taz learned Pshat because Als Pekuch Nefoshes. She had a heter to eat dvorim asurim. So it says, loisonik, she should not be meinik, a child. Why? Because since she ate dvorim asurim, even though there's no shaila that she wasn't over any avera, she was mechuyev to eat dvorim asurim al tzpikuach nefoshes, abal koponim, the macholis asuris ametamtem her, and the timtem goes as oivait, that afilu a tinnik that will be mainik, so the roishim of the macholis asuris will have a roishim on him, will have midis rois, midis meshchoses, is memele, that's a peichan advorim agim. The Mrei Mesode says that this is the svore of the raivet, is a shailen shulchan aruch, if a person has a breire, either one has to shech for a chayla sheyesh by sakon in Shabbos or give him the vele. So one of the svaros is one should shech is because the vele is metamtim. There's two inyonim. There's iso veheter, which one is permitted to do, but this is a metzias. The metzias of the vele, the metzias of macholei sasureis, it's metamtim. That doesn't have to the avere. This is a metzias. So memele, That there's a shmira already. Tuchfalon in achet, that's one thing. That ain't tzaddik bo'ot. That one isn't muftach abo'ot. The gnai is, gnayu letzaddik b'yoyser gabi achilas iser. So if you learn like this, the vote is not achilas iser, the vote is al kaponim eses macholei sasuris, which are metam. Vahu da arvei psochim, the Rabbi Yirmiya Ishtali v'toyim koydem havdole, that Rabbi Yirmiya was toyim koydem havdole, והנו דמסכתס ראש השונה דקומה בוסם תבשילה דבבלוי בציימה רבה דמרובה. There was a very interesting maysa that in Bovel they were unaware when Rosh Hashanah was. They were a day behind. So when it was really Yom Kippur, by them it was Erev Yom Kippur, and they were having a lot of sudas. Bosom was geschmackte, tafshila de bavloi, betzayme rabbe de marove, was Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, and they were, by them was Erev Yom Kippur. You see that gedolim were nichshel. Lehave machol iser elo hashoa asure. So there it's not a machol ha'osur, when it's not permitted to eat before Havdolah, or the when it's not permitted to eat Yom Kippur. So Mamele could be that, so then it's Goposhet, this is not Metamtem, this is only a din on the Gavra, but it's not Metamtem. Ube Breishis Rabbe, Lcheiritz, to Poshet, Kashe. Let us go a little further. Ube Breishis Rabbe Amrinen, Rab Yirmiye Sholach L'Rab Zeire Chat Raskol Detainem. Amir Dike Maise, Rab Yirmiye sent Rab Zeire a basket of Tainem, which was Tevel. And Rab Yirmiye was not Mafresh Trumis Amais, so he said, no, Rab Zeire will get the Tainem, Mestam will be Mafresh Trumis Amais. Rab Zeire, when he got the basket, he said, no, Rab Yirmiye sent me the Tainem, Mestam will be Mafresh Trumis Amais. The next day, Rabbi Yirmiye met Rabbi Zeire, and he said, I assume that you are mafresh trumas or maisres. And Rabbi Zeire said, assume, it's eaten already. I assume that you are mafresh already. O masik, bein dein le dein, misachel teinoso betivle. So, what's pshat over there? How did this happen? So Taisvus answers, ho akomar alo, rababe bar zimne b'shem Rabbi Lezer Zire, אם הראשונים מלוכים אונו בני איניש, ואם הם בני איניש אונו כחמורים ולא כחמורי של רב פנחס בן יואל. חמור רב פנחס בן יואל was אפילו when דמי was ניזר and we were נכשל and טבל. So לחיירה the תרץ of Tosfos is that they were already a דרגה. He says this kasha that the Gemara said Behemtim shall tzaddikim, tzaddikim atzmon, that's only tzaddikim which are in the same darge, in the same doyer of the behemtim shall tzaddikim. So memele, so if the behemtim shall tzaddikim, avadi givis tzaddikim alone. But it seems that there was already a yiridis hadoyres, so memele, by the yiridis hadoyres, so there's no kash, it's two types of people, so memele, they bechlau von zeuche for a shmire meula min ha-shamayim. From the Taisvus HaRosh, it would not seem that the vort is because macholis asuris ametamtem. The Taisvus HaRosh brings a gemara in Ksubis by Achilas Trume also. The gemara asks Akashe, Achilas Trume, Behemtum Shal Tzadikim, how were they nichshol in Achilas Trume? Azor eit Trume. The Ksav Sefer in Gitnem Zomfa Dova Poshet, Achilas Trume is not pshat, it's not metamtum, fakert, mitoich kedushas ha-machol, Azor is not permitted to eat it. But it's not the word of macholis asuris metamtum. So it seems it's a different word. The Taisus HaRosh says, Megune sheyikonas divrei iser b'meyov shel tzadik. It seems that there's an avere that's more shitchiistic, shchayran even over, that chitzayni is a person does a pule, it doesn't penetrate too much. A person sheyikonis dover iser b'meyov shel tzadik, that it becomes part of him, that seems, that's the great kenai. So it could be, the vote is not metamtem, the vote is taka achila. Achila is more chomo. So then, Fakir Taisus had to make more dakas to kechalukim, or by Yom Kippur, it's, you saw this fault achila's heter, no, this man is goyrim. So, could be that is pshat in Taisus. Tani Chode, we learned in one beraisa, Shamish, Boidik, Koises, Ukaores, Loer Haner. that a shamish is permitted to be by the kaisis akaris leir aner and the nekiyas of the kaisis, v'san yidach lo yivdoik. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. Kan b'shamish kavua, kan b'shamish she'enei kavua. It matters what the matzav of the shamish is. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, shamish kavua lo yivdoik ne she'emes rabbi olof. That means he's there for years already. So Mamela, the rabbi has tainus of him. Yimtzebem dovam megunam. Ubayt kan yofa, he has tremendous pressure on him. V'chayshina lahatoyim. So by him v'chayish lahatoyim. She'enei kavu. This is a temporary job. It's leirom yolei kolai. Vosvusto, I'm not, just hired for this. So Mamela, there's not so much pressure on him. So Mamela, there's no shasha batoy. The boy is saying me, ha v'ha b'shamish kavua. But there is a time that a shamish kavua is also muta. V'loi kashe, ha b'de mishche v'ha b'de nafste. You have to see the fuel that is used for the nair. Ha v'ha b'shamish kavua garsina. B'dinavte shuhu masriach muta livdai kloiroi. Layosi lahatois. This will hold back. This will hold back the shamish from being baidik, from being matter the nair, because it's a dover hamasriach. This is a psashtikul ha'or on the taz. We mentioned before the taz says the nair they made a loy plug, and the gavra they didn't make a loy plug. Here we see there's different types of nairis also. Means some, I mean, not just, he says, about the nair, that's also the asr at b'choleif. Habe de mish, habe de nafte. Iboy elohu, shamish she'enei kavua, b'de mish chamal. So according to the second loshen, that we said, the Baraisa that said that it is mutter for shamish kavua, that's tafke b'de nafte. But in the holy series, b'demishcha, by a shamish kavua, what halacha will be by a shamish she'enei kavua according to the second lashon? Amarav, the halacha is that it is mutter for a shamish she'enei kavua, even though it's b'demishcha, even though the ner is with shemen, but v'ein moirin kein. But we're not mefarsim this halacha. Let us see Rashi. Shamish she'enei kavua b'demishcha mar. Should we say, kiven she'enei kavua, enei mata afilo b'chol, v'hilkach b'shabes mutach, v'idilma b'demishcha hoyel v'loi mois, talke lahatis b'cholu. So maybe it could be that whole chilek that we said in the first teretz, that a shabes she'enei kavua is not mata, could be not. Could be if there's no difficulties involved, it'll also be mata. Halacha de muta, ve'ein meirin kein, shalai yizalzalu. That is, that's what Rav said. Rav Yirmiya bar Abaroma, halacha u'meirin kein. The kelt, it's muta, and it could be mefalsa. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba ikla lebei Ravasi. He was once Shabbos by Ravasi, kom shamei, so the Mishoris Kavua of Rabbi Yirmiya, and Kabodik Lunahira Dishrage, and he's Baidik the Kaisis Lunahira Dishrage. Omrelei Devisu, so Rabasi's wife saw this, that the Shamish is Baidik Lera Ner, Umar Layovitochi, I mean, Mitundach Netazoi, that to do, but Faresia is to be Baidik Lera Ner, the Kaisis. Amalor shavke kirabei sviralei. That it's kirabei sviralei. Zot Rashi, kom shamei de Rabbi Yirmiya, do hu shamish she'enei kavua. Why is he enei kavua? Bebeis Ravasi. So it seems that the whole mile of a shamish kavua is one is acquainted with the kelim and those. So then there's a taina on the shamish. The base Ravasi was mustama different utensils, a different setup, so then there is not so much of a tviya on a shamish kavua. So Memele, so he was Hashem Sha'ine Kavua Bebeis Ravasi. Omro le Dvisi de Ravasi le Ravasi, Mar le Onatochi. So he told him, Kerabi Ravir Midom Aloche Umbayrin Kei. Let us see Taisvish. Shame Sha'ine Kavua Bede Mishcha Mai. So Lelishne Basre, Miboile, the Shail is according to the second Loshn. That both Barais are speaking about Hashem Shkavua. Rabbeinu Tam Goris, Rabbeinu Tam had a different girse. Ho v'ho b'shamesh she'enei kavua. That ho v'ho b'shamesh she'enei kavua, that b'de mishre is also, b'de nafte is muta. Iboy lo shamesh kavua b'de mishre mai. The shamesh she'enei kavua b'y dikyofe shelo yaviru. Aber kabu alay milte shi aviru bishvil kach, given shehu kva, the svar is punkt verkehrt. Hashem is shayni kabu, he's not assured of his job. So Mameli wants to, so Mameli, there's more pressure on him than Hashem is kabu. So according to Toisves, this was Hashem is so it's a little better. That, kom shamai, he was taken the Hashem is kabu. And the whole shaila is by Hashem is kavua. Rashi l'shitosa here to tell us a shtik teire that the beis ravasi Hashem is kavua and aloha be Hashem is ain't kavua. According to Tosfos, it's poshut v'ker the shaila is by Hashem is kavua. V'afal pikein and v'ker. So that was the ma'ase of it kirabe. In the Mishnah it says be'emes omru achazen. That the chazan is permitted. Let us see the lashon haMishnah. The Mishnah says, "Lo yikra lo oyrhaneh." There's a issa kriya lo oyrhaneh. Be'emes amru achazan roye heichan tinoikis koirin, avol hu lo yikra. So let us see Rashi. Rashi said pshat, "Hachazan akneses hamikra shiva hakoirim betoire." He was the bal koire. He doesn't know what the kriya is. V'roye heichem koyrim tinoike shel beis rav b'shabezu v'en koyrim b'seder l'oyraner b'beis haknesses v'yedei yeshipar shel shabezu. They used to, tinoike used to be koyre l'oyraner and he forgot the sedre. So memele, he looks to see what the koyre. That's a Rashi lem shat in the Mishnah. Fragt die Gemorre, Behem es omru hachazen, wa amret reiche roye. Mai lab, likreuz. Loi lesade roshi parshi yoysa. So you have to understand what pshat in the Gemorre's kashi here. Is the Chodesh Ha'oviv explains as follows. That what Rashi said pshat in the Mishneh, Rashi is saying that Hachazen roye heichen tinoikes koirem. So the din roye is be'etzem, there's no kashe with kriya. There's no kriya over here. He just sees, just has to find out what the sedra is, so he's permitted to look to see what heichen tinoikes their koirem, and he's roye heichen tinoikes koirem. But if that would be the only pshat in the Mishneh, so then the be'emes omru is a little shver. Lo yikra lo yiraner. Emes amru hachazen roye heichen tinoikes koirin. If there's an iser kriya, so what's be'emes amru? Even though this is a kriya, would seem, but the chazen is anders. The chazen is not a koire. So from the be'emes amru, weiss the chois that in hachazen roye there's an oifen when he could be a koire also. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah from the be'emes amru. Be'emes amru hachazen va'amret reiche roye. My love, likreis. Leile sader, roshe parshi yosef. So Rashi says, roshe parshi yosef, that there's a, he's not koire the whole thing, but he's roshe umeritzen bepiv. He's koire the roshe parshiyos bepiv. Shemitoich. Shereish haparsha shkura bepiv, hu nizkar bekulo lemocha. So now he'll remember the whole parsha, ומסייע אשיבה הקוירים בנקודה ותיימאו בלחש. The בעל קוירה בזמן המשנה was, בזמן המשנה, everyone who used to be oile used to be קוירה. No, the בעל קוירה used to help him. So ממילא, he's permitted to be קוירה ראשי פרשיש, that is permitted ומריצון בפיו. So the Pashtus Lashon of Rashi Vayistachoy, since this is not a Kriya Gemure, this is only, the Rosh Parshias is permitted to be Koire, and as long as he has designed the Rosh Parshias, Hudniskar Bekula, so later he'll be able, when he'll be Koire the next day, he'll remember the whole thing already, he just have to start him off. So the Kriya of Rosh Parshias is Muta. וכן אומר רבי בר שמואל, אבל מסעדה הוא ראשי פרשייה יסוד. He's permitted to be מסעדה, the ראשי פרשייס. The Pashtus Aloshin, it would seem that that's what he does. He's מסעדה, the ראשי פרשייס, מתוך הכסב. And later, and that'll help him that the next day he'll remember the whole thing. The Loshin Shulchan Aruch, it says, in Simon Ein Reish Heisif Yud, it says, is permitted l'sader roshi parshes bepiv b'sefer, the kairei kol shar ha-parshe balpeh. And the rest will be kairei balpeh. So it seems he was kairei balpeh. The shaila is, how is mutter to be kairei balpeh? And Simon Mem Test has brought down the whole shaila, tereshe b'ksav yata reshoi, the Kreison Balpe. So the child is how he's allowed to do it Balpe. Others say Dakam is Maitzi de Tzibur. But others say Bechlal de Zosa. So it could be that here it is Mutter to be Kaire Balpe because here he doesn't have an Eitzis. I'll say Slasa Shashem Eferu Teresecho, just like by us Dvorim Shebiksav. That means the Isel to be Kaire Balpe is if you have an Eitzis to be Kaire Bitechaksav. But here he can't be kaira b'teich haksav because it's Shabbos and it's also likreis loir haner. So therefore it's muter afilu balpeh.